The artist that probably defined my childhood, Michael Jackson. He was the first full name that I could actually say, and I would like scream it, Michael Jackson, every time I saw him on TV.
For me, the album would be Boyz II Men's second album. I listened to that on repeat for years.
Well, I'd have to go with the Beatles because that was the sound of my childhood.
My album would be Little Feat because I used to listen to that with my dad when I was younger, and it brings back memories.
I don't know. Michael Jackson's Thriller, Depeche Mode, George Michael. It's a hard choice.
Welcome to Vinyl Decision, where the guests choose the music. And we're starting now.
Okay, we are actually on air now. So welcome to Vinyl Decision this week. I'm going to try doing it without my headphones now, so I'm not going to sure what I sound like. In the studio this
British.
Week.
British. You sound British.
In the studio this week, we've got Marcus.
Yo.
Okay, that's how it's going to go.
Check.
Have you got a surname?
Yes. My name is DJ Marcus Aurelius. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check. Check it out.
There you go. This is how it's going to be, I think. And what we do on the Vinyl Decision Show is we invite a guest in, or they barge their way into the studio.
Kick the door down.
And we ask them to choose one vinyl that has been their vinyl decision of their favorite choice of albums, and probably the biggest influence on their musical life, can we say. So we got Marcus in, Marcus Aurelius. He's obviously going to claim that's his surname or whatever. He's
my middle name. My mother named me Marcus Aurelius. For
really?
Real. Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah?
I swear to God.
And your surname's DJ, yeah?
My pre-name is DJ. But yeah, my mother, it's funny because I used, for my whole life when I was a kid, at the first day of school, they announce your name. They say, yep. Marcus Aurelius Maurice. So that's my last name. And all my friends would go, a real ass. Is that your middle name? A real ass. So I'd never liked it. And then I started doing stuff here and started going pretty well. And I went to my mom and I'm like, what was it? You know, like Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, all this stuff. Wow, that was really good. And she's like, I just thought it was cute. It sounded good that week. Well, so shout out to single moms. What up?
And speaking of single moms, my mum was a single mum.
Yeah.
And my name is also Mark, as you know.
I do know.
My mum wanted to call me Mark Anthony.
So we would have been close to twins.
Been mad, eh? But she thought it was a little bit too strange. So my brother, he got the Anthony as his middle name. I got stuck with Owen, which is disgusting.
Mark Owen? Yeah. That sounds like a football player.
So we got Marcus here and he has made his choice, and so we need to know what the Vinyl Decision album is today.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to present Outkast from the land of the funk, from the dirty south. We've got Stank Anya. Can you smell that? Can you smell that in here?
Because
that's the stank.
I can smell something. I'm not certain what it is, but
that's
it's something.
The stank, and it's Anya.
Right. Okay.
It's Anya right now.
Stank Anya. Was this the first choice for the album?
For me, it's a very hard decision when you're coming on Outkast albums, because Aquemini meant a lot to me in my life. And Stank Anya meant a lot to me of my Taiwan life, because it came out right around the time I got here. And so I can remember kind of like things about it and all these things, you know, like listening to it a lot, listening to it on a tape player while I'm riding a scooter for the first time, that type of stuff. So it means a lot to me in that thing. But I also remember it from, because it was kind of like maybe right
transition
before.
Time?
Yeah, transition, when I'm moving to from Ohio to Taiwan. And so,
Well,
it's
we need
really
to
great...
hear more about that. I want to hear more about Ohio as well.
Sure.
But anyway, so what we're going to do, we're going to play the album. We're going to try and get as many tracks in as possible and as many tracks without are not going to be too offensive.
Being too offensive. So we would have technically start with Gasoline Dreams, because that's just a pretty hype way to start an album.
One of my favorite opening tracks.
It's a really good one. And Aquemini has a really crazy Return of the G or something like that. It's really, really amazing that they, that Return of the Gangster. And so they really hit it hard when they start out. And that's why Outkast is Outkast. But but that's a little bit raw for ICRT's listeners. On what time is this on? Noon on Sunday.
Noon on Sunday. We are noon.
So people can get right when they get out of church. They can get they can get their gasoline dreams on.
Perfect for Outkast. Okay, so I think the first track we're going to do. Look, Yvonne's pushing me towards my microphone. The first track we're going to do is So Fresh So Clean.
There we go.
And Monte Carlos and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber, feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime at the Apollo minus the Kiki Shepherds. With about a hoe and a leopard print. Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. Left my throat warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blue hate you, athletes might cake you, but you must have me mistaken with them statements that you make, huh? Bongo hooked it up, Omar gon' dip my rim today so Nick can ride out to the honeycomb, hide out. I'ma show you how to wild out like Jack Tripper. Let me be Bambino on your slippers, YKK on your zipper. Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzard or sober. 6 million ways to fold ya, like Noah's. I get twos of views and you get pretty deep. But I call your ass from 80s, I know you'll be there for me, girl. Running off at their mouth and telling me everything that's on your nasty mind. They say you're malnutrition, then need a vitamin D and inviting me to that tingle in your spine. I love who you are, love who you ain't. You're so Anne Frank. Let's hit the attic to hide out for about 2 weeks. Rick James and no chains and whips. I do suck lips till hips jerk and double time. The boy next door's a freak. Ha ha ha. Want your automatic, compatible, created in the attic. We are the coolest motherfuckers on the planet. The sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a stick and want your automatic.
And there we are, we're listening to Outkast, the choice of Marcus Aurelius on Vinyl Decision.
Stankonia.
Stankonia. And
ooh, the coolest motherfunkers on the planet.
Yeah, I was a bit worried about that, but then I listened closely and I think we're going to be fine.
I think one of the things about Outkast that you have to say is that when you listen to an Outkast album, you want to be where they're at. When I hear that part, the coolest motherfuckers on the planet, and it's just like cruising around in a Cadillac or in space or somewhere, you know, like half funkadelic, half hardcore.
They were cool, weren't they?
They are cool.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. We can talk about that more about where they are now. Mm. But they certainly were cool.
They were the baddest.
Whatever that means. So that means good in your language. Yeah, we're going.
I mean, I would think that there's so many parts of my life that the soundtrack to that part of my life is Outkast, that it's amazing. So
I remember I did get one of their early albums, Southern Playlistic Cadillac Music.
Woo!
And I thought it was Get Up, Get Out, Do Something was just fantastic.
Oh, it's great. It's kind of like
Crumbling Herb, all that stuff. It was a brilliant, brilliant album. But that was very much more kind of old school, can I say that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it was normal, more normal. By the it was going to AT Aliens is when they really started to kind of go in outer space, listen to funk a little more.
Psychedelic.
Probably
feel.
Do more interesting kind of things.
And just kind of activities.
Yeah, and the Dungeon Family, you know, that they started that, and that was their whole crew of people that were starting to build
That was the organized noise.
Yeah, organized noise and the Dungeon Family and just spaced out type of thing. So
it was, and that was all based in Atlanta?
Atlanta, yeah. They're all really, really hardcore Atlanta.
Yeah. What was it about it down there that made these kind of... Because like Goody Mob and CeeLo, they were doing quite adventurous stuff
They're
as well.
All their things. And that was the thing, is that Atlanta's a very black city.
Mm.
So you've got very, very amazing... You know, like, it's not like, 10% of a corner of somewhere. Mm. It's like Atlanta's a very, very black city. And probably right now, Atlanta is one of the meccas of hip-hop, modern hip-hop, too, right now. And even Future, who's a very popular hip-hop artist, was like a little cousin of the Dungeon Family, and he's probably one of the top 10 artists right now. But I think that they had the space to experiment. They were this was the time where Tribe Called Quest, where De La Soul, where all that stuff, and they wanted to come out and show that they're not just, you know, they're not New York. They're not West Coast. They're not Dr. Dre. They're the Dirty South. They're the first, not necessarily the first ones, but they're one of the first ones to really break through and show what music about Atlanta or the Southern was.
Can do, and they were doing different. Well, obviously, they're playing off of each other.
Yeah.
Because it was quite a high concentration of artists in that area, so they were obviously.
Well, I mean, think about the success of all the people. They had the Dungeon Family, and there's probably four or five successful. CeeLo's a huge, you know, huge person, but also a huge, huge star in his own right and stuff like that. And he's very creative. That Goody Mob, you know, like think of having Outkast and Goody Mob in the same studios and they're like, listen to this. Yeah. Okay, we got to go in here and do this. We got to do this better. Okay, make that freakier, make that crazier. I mean, that's the juice that they've got going. And like, you know, like it's a friendly competition of that time, man.
So is it fairly fair to say that you're quite enthused by all this?
I mean, I like free pizza, so that's why I'm here, you know? I mean, and I had the t-shirt, you know, so I just,
Who
you know.
Who said the pizza was free? You haven't got the bill yet.
I haven't gotten any yet. Come on.
Okay, we're going to carry on with the album now. You're listening to Outkast, Danconia.
Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Miss Jackson, ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. She be doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. say it's puppy love. We say it's foreground. Hope that we feel this way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Jackson.
10 times out of 9. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
The way he treats me, she look at the way you treat me. See your little nose ass homegirl and got your ass in up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left to straddle and ride this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my dick all in, I'm out. You know I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, envy, cheating, beating, and the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song, let bygones be bygones, you can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Over at the blue. to jump on in, relax with a lady with a reputation over sex and niggas to that crazy. What you mean, dog? Telling the player like Buddha, call for I come for you a game. A fucker know you for fun. Join the bandwagon, nigga, it's a gangstable party. Everybody wanna join, come and freak with somebody. Riding Jaguars, riding proud laws, all sports cars, hitting strip bars with the top down. Fuck y'all, groupie. You need to be glad you even knew me. Do me and tell all my friends you truly blew me.
I'll bow before I come. I won't just pop over out the blue. I hope that you do too. I'll pop before I come. I won't just pop over out the blue. No, after you.
Nigga, you better dial 404-485 with Bumbo Lab. Shit, you better call before you get here. And that's a fact before you get your feelings hurt. Because you caught me playing nerd with a stethoscope running around in one of those few shows. Why you thirst? I tried to tell you, but you just won't respond to Alan Wishes. Peeping the window, saw me cooking shrimp and high heels and washing dishes for that fat sack. And it was something I couldn't explain. I know it's a dirty, dirty game, but you should have called before you came.
I'll call before I come. Yeah, yeah. I won't just pop over at the blue. I hope that you do too. I'll call before I come. I won't just pop over at the blue. No, after you.
And there you go.
There it is. There
it's
it is.
Incredibly simple songs, but just stunningly beautiful.
It's the funk, man. It's the funk. Whatever they had the funk. You know, like it sounds like a Casio keyboard with just like 12 keys, kind of like ding, ba ding, bam, 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 ba dam, bam, bam. But you're just kind of like, wow, that's funky.
And they just ease into it.
Well, I feel like you can hear like then their later stuff, like Speaker Box, where they're kind of really going for it. I feel like you can hear this is kind of like the transitional phase from where they're just kind of like, okay, if people like that, why don't we do some other crazy stuff where we can keep going with it?
You mentioned Speaker Box and with The Love Below.
Yeah.
That was the thing they did. Is that the last thing they've done together?
They've done the Idlewild soundtrack together,
I
think.
Yeah. That was probably a paid gig, wasn't it, though?
Well, they made a movie with it. So to get the movie made, they probably had to put a couple songs with it. And so
I kind of guess that Andre would probably is not shy of being in front of a camera. So if you offered to make a film with him, I think he'd be quite happy.
I think he's definitely trying to be in Hollywood. You know what I mean? That was his goal. Is that once you make three or four albums as a hip hop artist, you don't really, you're kind of finished with it, I feel like. That's why it's so surprising that Jay-Z can still come with stuff that's so good, because I feel like he, you know, like you've just said everything. You've rapping. You have
so you
so
think
much.
You think Outkast, that's it for them?
I read a recent interview with Andre, and I listened to Big Boy's new stuff. Okay, and he's got a song that was my jam for the summer, Freakonomics. Do you ever hear that
one? No, I tend to avoid your parties because they rain.
Because they make your places too much money. But no, they do. I do have a rain cloud following me a little bit, but that's not, you know, that
okay,
happens.
Okay, so you are following Big Boy's.
So I listened to Big Boy, and that's the thing. I've always identified more with Andre and liked Andre, but Big Boy's been putting out new stuff, and he keeps continuing to do it and keeps doing it.
He did the Speaker Box part of that one.
He did the Speaker Box, and Andre 3000 was The Love Below, sure.
But they were both, I thought, quite awesome. I thought Speaker Box probably edged it.
I don't know. I didn't, you know, like, compare, when I compare that to Aquemini, when I compare that to Stankonia, when I compare that to ATLians, I was liking some of it, but it's just like when I hear Hey Ya, it reminds me of the Brass Monkey.
Well,
and so
that's a good thing. Come on,
no, it is. It is a good thing because it works.
But it was way too much of a big hit, I think.
They sold 10 million copies of that album, so they became the biggest things of that time, and that's one of the reasons why they became so big that Andre didn't want to do
shake
anymore.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah,
come on, man.
That's okay, but it's just to me, it's not like Liberation or Spotiati Dopalicious or something like that.
Course.
You know, those are my jams that
but
are
sometimes,
like.
Sometimes, you know, they wrote it. It was a fantastic song. And if it hadn't become a hit, I'm sure you would love it. It was the fact it became a hit that.
I'm not sure about that.
Whatever. Okay.
I don't like that stuff.
While we're on the subject, while we're talking about parties and that next weekend, you've got a party coming up.
Yes, sir. It's called the Tiger Mountain Ramble
by the legendary Sean Scanlon.
Has Sean Scanlon been in here?
He refuses. He keeps dodging. He keeps blaming his wife and things like that. Wife and kids.
What's he doing that he doesn't have an hour to get up here? Come on.
He's rubbish.
I mean, so I'm here promoting his party. So he's got the Tiger Mountain Ramble. It's going to be pretty interesting.
They're always good fun, those.
Yeah, like, they're great. It's fun to DJ in a temple.
How come Scanlon can arrange the good weather? And this is something that we don't see.
The thing is that if you went to my 1,000-person pool party that was the finale that was pouring down rain the day before and didn't come on the thing, I did play some Outkast there. But no, I mean, I just have way more. And I think the Tiger Mountain Ramble, I think the Tiger Mountain parties have rained a lot of...
I think you've got this electricity that, you know, pulls the clouds towards you, Marcus.
You know, sometimes you got to bring it all to you.
Okay, yeah, so that's the Tiger Mountain Ramble. I'm guessing that's up on Tiger Mountain.
On Tiger Mountain, December 9th.
I walked up there recently.
Yeah.
It's walkable from the center of Taipei, but it's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, you could take the MRT and take 20 minutes to walk from the Ho Shan Pi. But you can take a cab for 5 minutes too. That's easy. Or you could just walk down when you're drunk.
Have you ever had a cab?
And then you can come to Triangle for the after party.
Okay, there we go. Nice one. Good.
Sneak it in.
Okay, so that's on Saturday. Yeah, hopefully
Saturday, December 9th.
Yeah, good. Are you going to be playing any vinyl?
I'm going to play all vinyl.
Really?
All vinyl.
This I've got to see. Okay.
The thing is that you because you deal with vinyl, you don't really understand the search function of Serato. When you have 20,000 songs and you can just go Spotty Oddy and it comes up of four remixes that you have, you can pick it and be ready to go. Whereas if you have to look through a crate of 100 records to try to find one record and you're going, oh, this song only has 1 minute left. Oh, where's this song?
Deal with 45s, man. I'm whole sides of albums.
Of course. But then if you actually want to play in front of people and have them stay there, then you want them to actually... you know, hang out and have some fun. So you want to throw some twists and turns in their things.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll see you twisting and turning on Tiger Mountain.
Shake it up, baby, like a Polaroid picture.
Oh, you did it.
There we go.
Okay, we're going to carry on with Outkast Stankonia on Vinyl Decision.
Yeah, it's from National Underground, Thunderbounds, when I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan, you can't stop a train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared, I'll be there. But when I leave there, better be a household name. Brother man telling us it ain't going to rain. So now we in a silk suit, try not to sweat. Hit summer songs without the net. But this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999. I don't really hit anything gold. Be what you wanna be. Don't get you no consequences. A given for living the fences. Too hot to jump in jail. Too low to dig. I might just touch hell. Hot. Get a life, now they gon' sail. Then I might catch you a spell. Look at what came in the mail. I'm scared as an arm and hammer. So go grilling a baby mama. Black hair lacking a pack of pebbles. Stack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer. Cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home. Things are wrong. When I really it was bad. You left ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe there's always more. Stay street. Big things happen every time we meet. Like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcast bumping up and down the street. Slam back, can't lag by five niggas. Day 75 MCs freestyling to the beat. Cause we get crunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you throwed the punch. Supposed to meet your girl, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it. Rag top. Before you re up, get a laptop. Make a bending for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a fat dime out of dusty coal. Record number four, but we on the road. Hold up, slow up, stop, control like Janet. Planet, stake on the Azonia. Moving like floor, come straight to Florida. Lock all your windows and block the quarters. Put it up on bail, cause the weapon's in order. Like a three-piece bitch before I cut your daughter. Your kettle talk on bail, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the five. On my microphone beam, trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, boy, you bet not high. Cause the Dungeon Family gon' ride. Yeah.
There you go. That was Bombs Over Baghdad. Before, I know you're itching to talk about this, but what I wanted to do, Marcus, was quickly hark back. You mentioned earlier you're from Ohio.
Ohio.
Where is that? I mean, I know it's in America.
I know they didn't teach geography in England in the 60s.
I didn't go to school,
when
man.
When you were born, when you failed out of junior high. Ohio's in the Midwest, and let me.
I don't even know what that means. People always talk about the Midwest.
So it's in the middle. Okay, how about this? The middle.
Okay.
The middle.
Got it.
And
got
it's
it.
Called Ohio is called the heart of
America's kind of shapeless, and it's like an oblong.
No, but it's like this, and then Ohio's okay. called the heart of America, and so it's like where the heart would be
by people from Ohio.
Or the armpit, whatever one you want.
Okay,
be.
So it's like in the middle.
It's in the middle,
and it's a fairly would that be like a lot of farming there? Or
I would say it's very flat, lots of corn. You know what I mean. But they have big cities. You have Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. Those are the three biggest cities, and those have, you know, lots of people, lots of fun things. I mean, Bone Thugs and Harmony, when I was growing up, they were from Cleveland. So Eazy-E found Bone Thugs and Harmony, and everyone loved Bone Thugs and Harmony at that time.
I had that one great track.
But yeah. I went back to Ohio, so I was in Taiwan. I got here in 98, and then this came out, and I went to Ohio, and I went to my old stomping grounds at Ohio State University, and we were like, yes, the new Outkast is out. DJ, please play that new Outkast. And he played Bombs Over Baghdad, and I've never seen anyone more confused than every single person on a dance floor going, what the heck is this?
Yeah, it's
so different from what they were doing, and that was their new album, that was their new thing. And everyone was just like, whoa. And so people were really worried that Outkast was finished, because you're watching it and you're going, okay, you get it. The video had like them, you know, with the football people and stuff like that, but man, it took a while for Bombs Over Baghdad to sink in, for sure, because everyone was kind of like,
yeah, but that's almost the genius of Outkast.
That is the genius of it.
They're always moving the goalposts.
Yeah. And they're going, we're going to do this. And probably the record company's going, this is not Outkast gangster stuff. Yeah. You know, it's just like, and they're like, we want to do this. We want to do it like that. And so that's what's really awesome about them.
I would say something like Radiohead, a similar kind of band, always upsetting the record companies in that moving things around.
Sure.
And Outkast certainly were moving things around. And that Bombs Over Baghdad did that. Was it politically charged as well?
I mean, it's a little bit politically charged. I think they weren't super political in that song necessarily, but I feel like they were really trying to push hip hop forward, or trying to push it sideways, or wherever the heck it was going. You know, it was just kind of like, every song is 98 BPMs and just kind of, you know, sounds good. That's 140 BPMs. It just hits you like dun 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 dun. Yeah. It's a rock song. I mean, if you've ever seen a rock song, and probably when they play that in concert, it probably rips the roof off the place. You know, I mean, not probably. I'm sure it does. You know.
Superb. Okay, we're talking with Marcus Aurelius about Outkast's album Stankonia on vinyl.
Funk.
I stink I can. The funky engine that could. Yowski, wowski, peeski, weeski. All aboard the Stankonia Express. The underground smell road. Everybody's looking for an excuse to let loose. What's your locomotive? The Chattanooga choo-choo.
Humble as a mumble in the jungle. From shouts and screams. That's the way the cracker crumbles. So I guess I've got to leave out my dreams.
On the microphone, your number one controller. I rock the microphone like a blizzard. I'm so cold, I'm trying to told ya. Life is like a great big roller coaster. Everything in life don't always happen like it's supposed to. Try some tribulations, make it stronger, live longer. You wanna reach the nation, nigga, start from your corner. Everything don't always happen like you planned it. Demand it, overstand it, then you handle it. Fuck wishing, you missing the ambition on your mission. Now you switching while you quitting, cause it's heated in the kitchen. Sloppy slipping in your pimping, nigga. You either pistol whip the nigga or you choke the trigger. You got to follow through, struggle to complete your dreams. No weapon formed against me, process 5417. From Isaiah, lay a nigga down and spray him. If the dealer dead or fuck the man of cards, you gotta play him.
Republic bucket, we chicken nugget. We dipping the sauce like mopping bucket. Blue collar scholars who take your dollar and wipe my ass with it. You're living for the lotto, never hit it. I met a critic, I made that shit a draw. She said she thought hip hop was only guns and alcohol. I said, oh hell no, but yet it's that too. You can't discriminate cause you done read a book or two. What if I looked at you in a microscope? Saw all the dirty organisms living in your closet. Would I stop and would I pause it? To put that bitch in slow motion, got the potion and the antidote and a quote for collision. The decision is, do you wanna live or wanna exist? The game changes every day, so obsolete is the fist and march. Speeches only reaches those who already know about it. This is how we go about it. Got it.
Got it.
There you go. I'm just going to have to stop it there. Marcus, so what were you saying? How do you know when you're back in Ohio?
We're talking about Outkast here. I'm not going to diss Ohio that hard.
Just about Ohio, though. Which town would be your home?
I'm near Cleveland, Warren, Ohio. So
okay.
Very close to Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Okay. And that track was Humble Mumble?
Humble Mumble. Shots the best and Dreams.
The best track on the album, possibly?
Mm,
I like it.
Pretty close.
Kind of jazzy break in it.
It has three or four vocal switches and all this stuff, man. It's really, really nice. And that ending part is just smoothed out, you know. And Badu's on there.
Your Erykah Badu. Badu,
yeah, and Miss Jackson's daughter.
Miss Jackson. So the earlier track we heard, "I'm Sorry, Miss Jackson," "Ooh, I Am for Real."
Yeah.
So you hear my vocalizing there?
It's just amazing.
It's quite bone.
Sound like a grime rapper.
I don't even know what that is, yeah, but I'm laughing out of embarrassment because I don't know what he's talking about.
You haven't been to London in long enough, does it?
Okay. Yeah, so that's Erykah Badu. So she was involved with Big Boy or
Andre?
Andre.
Andre, yeah.
The good-looking one.
You know, when you have a billion dollars, you're not ugly. Good. No yeah. one's ugly at $1 billion, I'll tell you that.
You reckon they're rich, yeah?
I mean, when you sell 10 million records of one album, you're set for life, I'd imagine.
I would hope so.
All those world tours and stuff like that too. I mean, they did a 2014. They did a like Outkast reunion tour, and they had stadiums. They were doing stadiums, and they did headline Coachella.
They headlined Fuji Rock, but I didn't watch it.
Why?
Because I knew I was going to be disappointed. And actually, the reviews I read were not that good. So, as much as I loved Outkast, I didn't want to be disappointed.
Go to the mushroom garden over in this corner of Fuji Rock by yourself then. And watch five guys play a fiddle. Okay? That's what you're going to do during Outkast.
I didn't know you were stalking me at Fuji Rock.
I know what goes on there. I know what goes on there.
You're probably right. I'm not going to argue. We're going to carry on with the album now. I think we're going to flip over. So give me a minute.
Okay.
Driving out, I'm crazy.
You gotta love him. You gotta love Outkast. And we've reached the end of the show now, but I know Marcus is feeling guilty because he hasn't talked about Cremonai. So I promised him an extra minute to get his Outkast guilt.
We can just cut off some of the unfunny stuff to talk about the serious stuff we need to talk about. But Cremonai.
So you were juggling between the two albums.
I mean, I wanted to call this show with the Stankwemini. So we could do a couple songs from Stank Onion, a couple songs from Aquemini.
This is when I say it's not called Vinyl's Decision. Okay, it's called Vinyl Decision.
Yeah, and he sent me the message saying he's the dictator, so he's gonna bring whatever record he wants. So that's how we got into this. And I had the T-shirt, so that works out well too. But
yeah, that's how it worked out.
But I mean, there's a song called Spotty Dopalicious on Aquemini that is just one of the most beautiful pieces of music that there is.
Okay, you've got that off your chest.
I've got it off my chest.
Outkast, best band ever?
Best rap group ever, period.
See, now you're saying rap, not hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Best hip-hop group.
Ever.
Ever. Okay. And that's taking into account Run DMC, Tribe Called Quest,
NWA,
and Public Enemy, which those... You can kind of mess with
how would Outkast rank with the new boys like Kanye and that?
I think Outkast. No. Outkast. Kanye is very influenced by what Outkast did. So to me, Kanye and a lot of the Atlanta rap, the Dirty South rap that you probably don't like because you're too old, that is popular right now. To me, that's what Outkast influenced and is happening. So,
and with the flow of derogatory remarks, we'll end the show. I was going to thank Marcus for coming on. No, it's been a wonderful show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, ICRT. No, it's always great up here.
You won't be invited back, but thanks for coming along this time.
I'm gonna get Rick Monday to get me on the show.
Oh yeah, good luck with that. Okay, brilliant. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you for having me.
We've been listening to Outkast, Stankonia, interrupted by Marcus all the way through, but it's been fun.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Vinyl Decision. Join us once again next week, same time, same place, for another rendezvous with another guest making their vinyl decision. You say goodbye.